Bob Hayes, the Olympic gold medal sprinter and Dallas Cowboys receiver, died of kidney failure late yesterday. He was 59 years old. Hayes first made his name at the 1964 Olympics in Tokyo when he tied the world record for the 100-meter dash and then anchored a record-breaking 400-meter relay race. Joining us now is Paul Zimmerman, a senior staff writer at Sports Illustrated. Mr. Zimmerman, it must have been quite a performance in Tokyo. They started calling Bob Hayes the world's fastest human after that.
I think the most remarkable thing was his performance in the relay, because he took off with a burst that I've never seen. I don't know whether anybody else has ever seen anything like that before. And somebody informally timed it. You know, they don't get split times in such a short relay, but somebody said he ran his 100 meters in 8.8 seconds, which is just incredible. And he looked it. It was like he was shot out of a gun.
And then after the Olympics, he's drafted by the Dallas Cowboys and goes on to play for them. Just how good a football player was he?
He was what he considered a football player first and a sprinter second. He always used to say that. I'm a football player. I'm not just a fast person who happens to play football. I'm a football player who runs fast.
Mm-hmm.
He was a complete player. He had the skills. He had receiving skills. He had some moves. But, you know, when you're that fast, you don't really work on an awful lot of moves when you can run by people.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a very scary player and a great threat, and he defined that team in that it opened up and it allowed a lot of other people to do a lot of things. I mean, Bob Hayes was like a cleansing agent that just cleaned that defense up and made it weaker.
Made it possible for running backs to make yardage and that sort of thing.
Yeah, made it possible for a lot of things to happen. They could throw underneath, they could run, they could spread things.
And he redefined the way they play past defense, I guess.
He added a dimension of speed that people hadn't seen from that position. What they had to do with him was that they had to cover under and over. They had to put somebody underneath him to try to bump him and knock him off his rhythm. In those days, you could really get very physical with a receiver. And so they had to put somebody on him just to break him down as he started his route. And then have the guy give way to another one. You couldn't give him any space. I mean, you had to really try to run with him. I know he scared a lot of cornerbacks.
Even though he was very successful, he never made it into the Football Hall of Fame.
That's a sad thing. I'm on the Hall of Fame committee, and his name comes up, and he always comes up with other people. And unfortunately, he's in the seniors pool now, and only one player can come up at a time. And it's always somebody else and Bob Hayes. I've always been in his corner, but there are a lot of great players that come up as seniors, and it's a real shame.
And it's his problems with drugs and alcohol that seem to keep him out of the Hall of Fame, apparently.
That might have influenced some of the selectors. The bylaws say that you judge a player only on what he does on the field, but that doesn't hold true with everybody. Some people looked at that and probably cast negative votes.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Paul Zimmerman is a senior writer with Sports Illustrated. We've been talking about the late Bob Hayes, who is the only man to have won both an Olympic gold medal and a Super Bowl ring.